This is Harold Pyle, reporting via Radio Tokyo from General MacArthur's headquarters. The Pacific War, however deplorable, has produced some of the greatest military and naval leaders in history. MacArthur, Nimitz, Kinney, Halsey, Kruger, Vandegrift, Buckner, Huron, Stilwell, LeMay, and Mitchell. Now don't just begin to mention them all, particularly one whom you are to meet right now. His name, Lieutenant General Robert L. Eichelberger, commander of the 8th Army, the man whose troops, in cooperation with the Australians, made dream of the first ground defeat to the Japanese, and who today is in direct command of the occupational forces now moving into Japan. General Eichelberger is a native of Urbana, Ohio. General, have you begun to share the GI eagerness for home again?
The truth is, I have never stopped being homesick. Right now, nothing would please me more than to be able to join Mrs. Eichelberger on her porch in Elko, North Carolina. Just to put my feet on the railing and look out across the Great Smoky. In the meantime, I join the GIs in sending love and greetings to the folks at home.
The end of the fighting must have been a great relaxation in itself, General.
It is. Nothing has ever made me quite so happy. It's great to be relieved of the responsibility of making decisions that involve the lives of men for whom one has such a high personal regard.
What has the GI reaction been to the Japanese, General Eichelberger?
Rather neutral, I think. They never either friendly nor unfriendly. Perhaps we could say they have their friendlies still.
Do you?
No, I can't say that I have. I feel things are going to work out as planned. The Japanese have certainly been cooperating. They have shown a widespread courtesy. The masses can resign to defeat and willing to do whatever must be done to win a just time.
From what you have seen here, General, would you say the Japanese are ready to quit before the atomic attack?
Probably facing the end of the fight.
Have you noticed any local fortifications worthy of mention?
No, I haven't. There are lots of soldiers, and I am convinced they would have made us pay heavily for an imposed invasion.
Having been involved in this Pacific War from the beginning, now almost 3 years, have you always agreed with the ground strategy followed?
The results obtained out here are proof of the fact that General MacArthur made no error. He refused to be diverted from the straight road to Tokyo. Thus he avoided such costly diversions as Bao would have been. The long jump to Alandi and Mindoro may have looked very hazardous, but they put our troops behind the enemy.
Their great strategic gains at a minimum cost.
Have you seen General Wainwright since his arrival in Yokohama last season?
Not yet, but I'm very eager to see him. I've admired and liked him since my 3 days at West Point. I'm glad we've had a part in shortening his period as a few prisoners.
Are the prisoners of war being evacuated in any great number now?
They are. Every effort is being made to get them home as fast as possible. Those who can travel are being moved right now.
You must be very happy, General Eichelberger, over being the one to command the occupational force now moving into Japan.
Naturally. Not only for myself, but for all the men and officers who have fought and bled in jungles, swamps, and mountains along the New Guinea axis and the Philippine archipelago.
Are you optimistic about the future of peace, General?
As a soldier who knows the consequences of war, I deeply regret it when war became inevitable. Now more than ever, I hope and pray that a way will be found that will prevent the black clouds of war never driving again.
Thank you, General Eichelberger. We have presented Lieutenant General Robert L. Eichelberger, commander of the 8th Army, now occupying the Japanese homeland. Howard Pyle reporting by Radio Tokyo from General MacArthur's headquarters. Now back to Richard Hoskins in the United States.